刚才我们最后唱的这首诗歌，说我们把神放在最高的地位上。
The hymn we just sang that we will place God in the highest place.
这是今天早上主摆在我心里面的一个负担。
This is the burden which the Lord has placed in my heart this morning.
在我们交通以前，我们再有一点的祷告。
Before our sharing, let's have more prayers.
主，我们感谢赞美你。今天给我们这样的机会，一同聚集在你的脚前。
Lord, praise and thank you that you have given us this opportunity that we can gather before your feet.
当我们众人在这里聚集的时候，我们的眼目都注视着你。
As we gather here, let our eyes be gazed upon you.
因为没有一个人能够来满足我们的心。
Because no one can satisfy our hearts.
只有我们的主能够满足我们的心。
Only our Lord can do such a job.
今天早上我们众人的祷告就是让我们的主亲自对我们说话。
This morning our prayer is that Lord you shall speak to us.
我们就能够把你摆在最高的地位上。
Then we are able to place you on the highest place.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
我们先打开诗篇第84篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 84.
诗篇第八十四篇，我们读第五节。
Psalm 84, we will read verse 5.
靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。
How blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the highways to Zion.
这里面讲到心中向往锡安大道。
Here it tells us.One whose heart are the highways to Zion.
这里有一个大道是通往锡安的。
Here is a highway that leads to Zion.
在过去一段时间里面，主把一个负担摆在弟兄的当中。
For a period of time, the Lord has placed a burden amongst the brethren.
这个负担是讲到十字架的道路。
And the topic was the way of the cross.
这一条道路就是诗篇八十四篇里面这里面讲到的这一条通往锡安的大道。
The way of the cross is the same as the one that described in Psalm 84, highways to Zion.
为什么我们知道这一条锡安大道是一个十字架的道路呢？
How do we know that this highways to Zion is also the way of cross?
因为这一条道路要经过流泪谷。
Because this one will pass through the valley of Baca.
叫这谷变为泉源之地
，and they will make it a spring，
并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
The early rains also covers it with blessings。
因此，我们知道这一条锡安大道就是十字架的道路。
Therefore, we know that this highway to Zion is the same as the way of the cross。
在过去一段时间里面，有的弟兄中间又有一个这样的感觉。
In the past, there's also a burden amongst the brethren。
我们非常的喜乐听到这样的道理。
We rejoice to hear such teaching.
我们喜乐知道这样的一条道路。
We rejoice to find such highways.
但是我们里面还有一个问题。
But there still remains a question in our heart.
我们怎么样能够走上这条道路？
How can we get on this highway?
光是知道这条道路还不够。
The knowledge of this highway is not enough.
怎么样能够走上这一条道路？
But how can we walk on such path?
在过去几个礼拜里面，我们全家到洛杉矶去。
In the past several weeks, our whole family went to California.
我们乃是经过十号公路，一直开车到洛杉矶。
We took Interstate 10 and drove all the way to California.
为了要达到洛杉矶这个地方，我们需要知道那条道路。
In order to get to California, we must know the way.
我要知道怎么样能够从休斯顿到洛杉矶这个地方。
I need to know how to get from Houston to California.
我就到
Los Angeles.
到 AAA 拿了很多的资料。
I went to AAA and obtained a lot of information.
所以我就搞清楚了，要从休斯顿到洛杉矶，我应当走哪一条道路。
Then I figured out which road I should take.
我是不是把那个道路解决了以后呢，我就坐在家里。
Should I just figure out how to go about and then sit at home?
然后不知道怎么搞了，我就会到洛杉矶去。
And then I was suddenly reached to Los Angeles.
我想我们都知道不是的。
I think all of us know it is not true.
不但我知道怎么样去洛杉矶。
Not only I need to know how to get to Los Angeles.
我需要有一天早上起来。
But one morning I must get up.
我下定决心我要走上这个十号道路。
I will be determined to take this Highway 10.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道这条十字架的道路。
One sister, we all know the way of the cross.
有一天我们需要做一个决定。
One day we must make a decision.
我需要走上这个十字架的道路。
I need to walk on this way.
这条道路它是有很多的进口的。
进口。This way has many entrance.
就像十号公路有很多的进口。
Just like the Interstate 10 has many entrances.
这个十字架的道路也有一些进口。
This way of course also has several entrances.
但是这个十字架道路的进口呢不是那么样的多。
But it's not as often as one you will find on the highway.
但是这有几个进口。
There are several entrances.
有几个地方我们可以走上这个十字架的道路。
Several places which you can get on this way of the cross.
今天早上我没有时间告诉你每一个进口。
This morning, I do not have time to tell you every entrances.
今天早上，主把一个进口的负担摆在我的心里。
Yet the Lord has placed one burden in my heart to tell you one entrance.
这是一个进入十字架道路的一个进口。
This is an entrance onto this the way of the cross.
这个进口有一个名字。
And this has a name.
这个名字叫做把基督摆在第一位。
And the name of this entrance is to place Christ in the highest place.
这是十字架道路的进口。
This is the entrance unto the way of the cross.
如果我们不把基督摆在第一位，
If we do not place Christ in the highest place,
我们就好像在休斯顿一直绕来绕去，但是不上十号公路。
Then we will be like a person who's been wandering around in Houston yet cannot find Interstate 10.
他的心目里面是想去洛杉矶。
His heart desires to go to Los Angeles.
但是他在休斯顿忙忙碌碌一直开来开去。
But he is driving around in Houston.
他就是不上十号公路。
Yet he refused to get on Interstate 10.
因为他不知道十号公路的进口在哪里。
Because he cannot find the entrance.
所以他就在休斯顿转来转去。
So he drives around in Houston.
他就问自己
And he asked himself,
为什么这么久我还没有到洛杉矶呢
How come I haven't reached to Los Angeles yet?
这些弟兄们讲的十字架的道路一定是不对
These brothers talk about the way of the cross must be wrong
为什么我走了这么久却达到不了
Why I have been traveling for so long yet I cannot reach there
弟兄姊妹我们之所以没有达到洛杉矶是因为我们没有上十号公路
But sister, the reason we have not yet reached Los Angeles is because we have not yet get on Interstate 10.
因为我们不知道这个道路的那个进口在哪里。
Because we do not know where the entrances are.
这个进口就是把基督放在最高的地位上。
One of the entrances is to place Christ on the highest place.
弟兄姊妹，当你开上十号公路以后
But sister, as you have driven onto Interstate 10,
并不表示你就能够一定到洛杉矶
That doesn't guarantee you that you will reach to Los Angeles.
你要停留在那个十号公路上
You must remain on I-10.
你要一直在十号公路上，你就能到洛杉矶
If you remain on this Interstate 10, then you will get to Los Angeles.
如果你上了十号以后，你又下来的话，你还是不能到洛杉矶。
If you entered onto the, I-10, yet you got off, then you will not be able to reach there.
如果你停在 El Paso, 你就不能到洛杉矶。
If you remain in El Paso, you will not get to Los Angeles.
如果你停留在 Tucson, 你就不能到洛杉矶。
If you remain at Tucson, then you will not be able to get
to Los Angeles. 如果你停留在 Phoenix, 你就不能到洛杉矶。
If you remain at Phoenix, you will not be able to get to Los Angeles.
所以如果你走在十号公路上，你要一直停留在十号公路上。
Therefore, once you have taken I-10, you must remain on I-10.
怎么样能够一直停留在十号公路上
？How can you remain on I-10?
怎么样能够一直走在十字架的道路上
？How can you remain on the cross, on the way of cross?
要把基督摆在最高的位置上。
You must place Christ in the highest place.
如果基督不在你生活里面的最高的地位上
，If Christ is not on the highest place in your life,
你就已经停留在 El Paso。
then you probably have stopped at El Paso.
你可能已经停留在 Tucson.
You probably have stopped at Tucson.
你可能已经停留在 Phoenix.
And maybe you have stopped at Phoenix.
因此这是主早上给我的一个负担。
Therefore, this is the burden the Lord has placed in my heart this morning.
把基督摆在最高的地位上。
Place Christ on the highest place.
在过去的一些年日子里面，当我跟一些弟兄姊妹交通的时候，我得到两个不同的一个结论。
In the past years, as I share with brothers and sisters, I have two conclusions.
有一般的弟兄姊妹就告诉我。
One group of brothers and sisters would tell me.
他说要做一个基督徒真是非常的难。
They said to be a Christian is truly difficult.
所以特别是一般刚刚信主的弟兄姊妹。
Especially for the new believers.
常常对我有这样的一个反应。
They often have this reaction.
做基督徒真是难了。
He said, to be a Christian, it is so difficult.
但是我又听到另外一班弟兄姊妹这样说。
And then I also hear from another group of brothers and sisters.
这一班弟兄姊妹告诉我。
And they would tell me,
他说做基督徒啊，这是最容易不过的事。
He says, it is the easiest thing to be a Christian.
就好像呼吸一样。
Just like breathing.
没有一样事情像呼吸这么容易。
There's nothing simpler than breathing.
他说做基督徒啊，就像呼吸这么容易。
And to be a Christian is just as simple as breathing.
到底哪一班的弟兄姊妹对呢？
Well, who is right?
到底做基督徒是难呢，还是容易呢？
Is it difficult to be Christian or is it easy?
两个都对。
The both answers are right.
如果我们不把基督摆在最高的位置上，
If we do not place Christ on the highest place,
做基督徒是非常的难。
Then it is very difficult to be a Christian.
如果我们把基督摆在最高的地位上，
And if we place Christ on the highest place,
做基督徒是最容易不过的一件事。
Then it is the easiest thing to be a Christian.
于是今天早上想用一点时间来与弟兄姊妹一同思想，怎么样把基督摆在最高的地位上。
This morning, I would like to consider with brothers and sisters how to place Christ on the highest place.
我们读哥罗西书第一章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章，我们要念十五节到第十八节。
We will read from verse 15 to 18.
爱子是那不能看见是神的像。是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
And he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
For in him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
For he is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
他也是教会全体之首，他是元首，是从死里首先复生的。使他可以在凡事上居首位。
He is also the head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself might come to have first place in everything.
早上我要与弟兄姊妹特别思想第十七节和第十八节。
This morning we will focus on verse 17 and 18.
在这三节里面，我们一起来思想三件事。
In these two verses, we will consider three things.
头一件事就是他在万有之先。
First is that he is before all things.
万有也靠他而立。
And all things were created through him.
这是头一点。
This is the first.
第二点我们要一同思想的就是他是原始。
Secondly, we will talk about he is the beginning of all things.
第三件事我们要来思想的就是使他可以在凡事上居首位。
Thirdly, we will consider that he has preeminence in all things.
所以这里面有三点，这三点是一个 一个过程。
And here we see three points, and this is a process.
我们需要有第一点的认识，我们才能够进到第二。有了第二点认识，才能够进到第三。
We must understand the first point in order to get into the second, and then to the third.
头一点就是他在万有之先。
First, that he was created before all things.
每一件事情，他都是在他之先。
He is before all things.
第二件事情讲到他是一个原始，就是开始的意思。
And secondly, we talked about he is the beginning of all things.
每一件事都是从基督开始。
Everything begins in Christ.
特别是讲到教会这件事。
Especially when we talk about the church.
特别是我们讲到基督是教会全体之首。
Especially we talk about that he is the head of the body, the church.
那个意思就是说在教会里面每一件事情的开始都是基督。
That means the beginning of everything in the church is Christ.
第三点就讲到他在我们要把他放在那个首位的位置上。
And thirdly, we talked about that he must have the first place in everything.
我们一同来思想这第一点。
Let's consider the first point.
头一点就告诉我们他是在万有之先。
First, it tells us he is before all things.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
我想约翰福音第一章第三节就解释了这一句话。
And John chapter 1 verse 3 give us an answer.
约翰福音第三节第一章第三节说他说万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
Verse 3 of chapter 1 of John says, All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being.
弟兄姊妹，你相不相信这句话？
But sister, do you truly believe this verse?
如果今天我问弟兄姊妹，你相不相信这一句话？
If I ask you the question, do you believe this?
我相信所有的弟兄姊妹都说我相信。
Probably all of you will say, yes, I do.
但是我们的行为告诉我们我们不一定是相信。
But our behavior tells us maybe we do not totally believe.
让我举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
在圣经里面有这么样一个例子。
In the Bible, there is this example.
就是有一次主耶稣面临到一个问题。
Once Jesus was faced with the question.
有五千个人要吃饭。
There are 5,000 people needs to be fed.
他们中间只有五个饼跟两条鱼。
And among them, there's only 5 bread and 2 fish.
那主耶稣就找了一个门徒。
Jesus found one disciple.
我相信这个门徒是他们当中最聪明的一个。
I believe that he is probably the smartest one of all disciples.
这个人比彼得聪明。
This person is smarter than Peter.
这个人叫腓力。
And his name is Philip.
所以主就问他怎么办。
And so the Lord asked him, what should we do?
这个腓力实在是一个很聪明的人。
Philip is truly a smart person.
他可以马上就知道这五千人需要多少饼。
Very quickly, he calculated how much bread they need to feed 5,000.
然后他就知道这些20两银子买的饼呢都不够这五千人吃。
Then he calculated the money which they have, and he know it's not enough to buy the bread.
然后他就告诉主耶稣这个是不可能的这件事情。
Then his answer to Jesus is, this is impossible.
腓力相不相信主耶稣？
Does Philip believe in Jesus?
我们都说腓力相信主耶稣。
We all say that yes, he believed in Jesus.
但是他相不相信主耶稣是在万有之先？
But does he believe that Jesus was before all things?
他不相信。
He did not.
如果他相信主耶稣是万有之先的话，
If he did believe that Jesus was before all things,
他不会说这一句话。
He would not say such thing.
二十两银子都不够的。
He says 20 talents of silver is not enough.
他把主耶稣摆在二十两银子之下。
He has placed Jesus beneath the money which they have.
他不相信所有被造的都是基督创造的。
He did not believe that all being came through him.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们就像腓力一样。
One sister, today we are just like Philip.
我们常常觉得我们的问题这么大。
We often feel that our problem is this big.
我们的能力这么小。
And yet our ability is only this much.
所以不可能。
Therefore, it is impossible.
如果有人告诉我们，弟兄啊，你应该做这件事。
If someone tells you, brother, you should do this.
我们就告诉他，这里有五千个人，这里只有 只有五个饼，两条鱼。
Then we would tell them, here's 5,000 people, and we only have 5 bread and 2 fish.
所以不可能。
Therefore, it's impossible.
这是我们的思想。
This is our, thought process.
每天在我们的里面，我们有这样的一个思想。
Every day, we think this way.
这叫做二十两银子的思想。
This is, the thinking of 20 talents of silver.
我们不知道基督乃是在万有之先。
We do not know that Christ is before all things.
我们觉得这个五饼二鱼太少了。
We feel that this, 5 bread and 2 fish is too little.
就是我摆上，对教会也没有什么用处。
Even if I offer them, it is useless to the church.
我们觉得今天需要太大。
We feel that today the need is so great.
我的能力这么小。
And my ability is so insignificant.
既然就是我摆上，对这个教会也没有好处。
Even if I offer all that I have, it is not enough for the church.
我不如就把那五饼二鱼留在我的身上。
I should probably just keep the 5 bread and 2 fish for myself.
弟兄姊妹，你就不认识基督在万有之先。
But sister, you do not know that Christ is before all things.
凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
All that were created in him.
你怎么知道你这一点点不能够被主祝福？
How do you know that the little that you have will not be blessed by the Lord?
你怎么知道你的五饼二鱼不能够让五千人吃饱？
How do you know that the 5 bread and 2 fish which you have cannot feed 5,000?
许多的人不愿意开车去洛杉矶。
Many people do not like to drive to Los Angeles.
因为单程要开15个小时，25个小时。
Because it is a 25-hour trip just one way.
所以我们坐下来算一算呢，不可能。
So we sit down and calculate and we say it's impossible.
所以我们坐飞机比较快一点。
And we think flying there is faster.
许多人对于十字架的道路有同样的思想。
Many people hold the same concept for the way of the cross.
我们觉得这个十字架的道路要付代价。
We feel that you must pay a price for the way of cross.
我们看见我们自己没有什么。
We look at ourselves and we have nothing.
因此我们就下了一个结论。
Therefore, we made up our mind.
这个是像腓力一样的结论。
This is the same answer as Philip's.
这是二十两银子里面做出来的结论。
And this is a conclusion of 20 talents of silver.
这个叫做不认识基督在万有之先。
This also means that we do not know Christ is before all things.
当门徒有一天在一个船上，
One day when the disciples were on the ship,
他们碰到了一个很大的风浪，
They encountered a great storm.
他们心里有很大的一个恐惧，
And they have great fear in their hearts.
这些门徒相不相信主耶稣？
Did the disciples believe in Christ?
他们相信主耶稣。
They did believe in Jesus.
但是他们不相信主耶稣是在万有之先。
But they did not believe that Jesus was before all things.
主耶稣是在这个风之先。
Jesus is before the storm.
这个风浪也是主耶稣所创造的。
And even the storm was created by Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的生活里面，我们常常遭遇这样的风浪。
But sister, we often encounter such a storm in our lives.
我们用这些风浪作为我们不能走十字架道路的一个借口。
We use these storms as an excuse.That we cannot walk on the way to cross.
就像门徒一样。
Just like the disciples.
门徒向主耶稣说，我们要丧命了。
The disciples told Jesus, we are going to die.
这个就是不认识基督乃在万有之先。
This means they did not know that Jesus is before all things.
文士、法利赛人和犹太人他们的问题在哪里？
What is the, a problem with the Pharisees and the scribes.
因为他们不认识这个基督乃是在亚伯拉罕之先。
Their problem is they did not know that Christ was before Abraham.
他们认为耶稣是两千年前的一个人。
They feel that Jesus is a man lived 2,000 years ago.
他们在这个前提之下来看耶稣。
And from this criteria, they examine Jesus.
他们不能够认识这一个人乃是在亚伯拉罕之前。
Then they cannot know that he is before Abraham.
这个人是在摩西之前。
That this man is before Moses.
如果他们认识的话，
If they do know,
他们就不会用那样的一个态度来看耶稣。
Then they will not look at Jesus with their attitude.
弟兄姊妹，我们对基督的认识是很重要。
Friends, sisters, our knowledge of Christ is very important.
你相不相信基督乃是在万有之先？
Do you believe that Jesus is before all things?
你相不相信万有是靠他而立？
Do you believe that in him all things are hold together?
今天这个时代，我们发现有一件事。
In today's time, we discover one thing.
就是每一个活在这个时代的人都是非常的忙碌。
Everyone who lives in this time is very busy.
我常常在想这件事。
I often wonder about this.
信不信由你，我常常在想这件事。
I often wonder about this.
为什么我们今天都是这样的忙碌？
Why is it that we are all so busy today?
我想到在人类的开始的时候，亚当就天天在伊甸园里面散步。
In the beginning of man, Adam just take his walk in the Garden of Eden.
然后他肚子饿的时候呢，他就摘下一个树上的果子就吃饭。
If he's hungry, then he will pick a fruit from the tree and he will have his meal.
他整天都像退休的生活一样。
He lives a retired life.
为什么今天我们社会进步到这个程度，而我们却忙忙碌碌？
Then why is it today we live in such advanced society, yet we are so busy?
我记得二三十年前，当我还做孩子的时候，
I remember 20, 30 years ago when I was still a child.
那个时候物质是非常的非常的差。
At that time, we were very poor.
但是我就记得一件事，每天晚上我们有很长的一段时间可以玩游戏。
But I remember one thing, that every night we can have a very long period of time that we can play games.
我就记得我的父亲母亲会搬一个椅子到院子里面坐着乘凉。
I remember that my father and my mother will bring out their chairs and sit outside in the courtyard.
不但是我家这样，每家都是这样。
Not only my family was like this, but every family was like that.
所以小孩就可以在一起玩。
And then all the children will come out to the street and play.
玩官兵抓强盗。
They would play robbers and thieves. Cops and robbers. Never play that.
Too young. 在我们当中这些比较年长的，我相信我们都玩过这些东西。
I'm sure the older ones among us had played this game.
在那个时代，我们好像很多时间的。
In that time, it seems that we have lots of free time.
那照理说时代进步了，今天。
And today we live in a much more advanced society.
今天是科技的时代。
We live in technology age.
人类的生活应该更进步。
Our life should be more advanced.
今天的孩子怎么样？
But what about the children today?
我感觉今天的孩子吃完饭以后，洗完澡以后就要睡觉。
I feel that the children today, after they have their dinner and they take a bath, they need to go to sleep.
因为早上很早就要起来。
Because they must get up very early in the morning.
我常常在思想为什么。
I often wonder why.
这是什么个原因？
What is the reason?
有一天呢，我就发现那个原因。
One day I discovered.
有一天我们上一个课。
One day I took a class.
在上课的开始的时候，这个老师就说，你们每一个人坐下来拿一张纸。
Before the class, the teacher tells us everyone to take out a piece of paper.
他说，你就拿上纸开始写。
Take out a piece of paper and start writing.
写什么东西呢？
What should you write?
写你在你的生活里面你扮演的不同的角色。
He says to take out a piece of paper and write all your different roles in life.
比如说你结婚的话，你就是丈夫是一个角色。
For example, if you're married, then husband is one role.
如果你有孩子的话呢，那你就是做父亲或者做母亲，那又是一个角色。
If you have children, then being a father or mother is another role.
如果你有父亲的话呢，你的还有一个角色就是做儿子。
And if your father is still living, then you have another role as a son.
如果你在参加什么活动，在社会上有什么活动，那有一个角色。
If you belong to certain functions, then you have another role.
如果你在教会里面，那你有另外一个角色。
If you attend church, then you also play a role there.
每一个角色对我们都有一定的期望。
And every role has certain expectation out of us.
当我们每一个人把那个角色写完以后
，When all of us finished our sheet，
我们都非常的 depressed。
All of us were very depressed。
我们发现我们没有办法来做好那些角色。
Because we discover we cannot fully play each role well.
我们看看我们的角色，我们没有一个人能够做好每一个角色。
We looked at all the roles we must be, yet we cannot do them.
今天我们每一个人都想扮演一个更好的角色。
Today we all wish to play a better role.
我们在公司里面做事的时候。
When we are working in the office.
我们希望比别人做得好这么一点点。
We want to be better than the next person.
因为如果不比别人好一点的话，将来就有危险。
Because if you're not better than the next person, then it's dangerous for your position.
因此我们每天多花一个小时。
Therefore, every day we spend an extra hour there.
我们多花两个小时。
Or we spend an extra 2 hours there.
我们盼望在这个角色里面呢，我们要比别人好这么一点点。
We want to be better role players in this position.
如果我们是做学生的。
If we are a student.
我们也需要比别人好一点。
We also wish to be better than the next person.
因此在这个角色里面我们要多花一点时间。
Therefore, we must spend lots of time in this role player.
我有一个邻居。
I have a neighbor.
他有一个孩子跟我的大儿子同年在同一个班上。
He has a child in the same age as my firstborn.
那个孩子常常担心一件事。
This child often worries about one thing.
他就担心他的功课不如我这个大。
He is always worried that his studies will not be as good as my son.
有一天呢、啊，他们考数学考完了以后啊，这个孩子回去就非常的担心。
One day they have a math test, and then this child went home and he was very worried.
他又一直跟他妈妈讲，他说我完蛋了，我完蛋了。
He said to his mom, he says, I'm doomed.
我一定考不过。隔壁的那个孩子。
I probably cannot make a better score than the child next door.
结果后来成绩发下来的，我的儿子97，他99。
And then after the score came back, my son made a 97, he made a 99.
但是他还是担心。
But he was still worried.
他的父母亲给他请了一个私人的家庭教师。
His parents hired a private tutor.For him.
已经99了。
He already made 99.
最多就是100了。
The most he can get is 100.
还要有一个家庭教师。
And they still need to hire a private tutor.
我们希望这个孩子就是能够比别人好这么一点点。
We just want our child to be a little bit better than the next one.
换一句话说，为什么我们这么忙呢？
In other words, why are we so busy?
我们希望我们在一个高的位置。
It's because we wish.That we will be in a high position.
弟兄姊妹，对不对？
One sister, isn't that right?
如果今天我们不想在一个高的位置上，
If today we do not wish to sit on a high place,
我们就没有这么忙。
Then we will not be so busy.
这是那个原因。
This is the reason.
这是那个根。
This is the root.
为什么今天这个世界上这么忙呢？
Why is everyone so busy today in this world?
因为每一个人都想在那个高的位置。
Because everyone wish to sit on that high place.
如果你要在高的位置上，
If you want to be on a high place,
你多花一个小时，
You spend an extra hour.
但是我也要在这高的位置上，
And I also wish to be on a high place.
那我就要花两个小时，
Then I must spend 2 hours.
然后你花了一个小时呢，就是白花的。
Then your 1 hour that you spend will be in vain.
对不对？因为我花了两个小时，你的一个小时就白花了。
Isn't that right? Because my 2 hours is greater than your 1 hour.
所以你就要花三个小时。
Then you have to spend 3 hours extra.
那我的两个小时就白花了。
Then my 2 hours are wasted.
所以我就要花四个小时。
Then I will put in 4 hours extra.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们今天都很忙。
But and sister, therefore we're all so busy today.
因为我们要达到一个高的位置。
Because we want to reach that high place.
今天主是要我们把基督摆在第一位。
Today God wants us to place Christ on that high place.
如果我们要把自己摆在一个高的位置上，
if we want to place ourselves on that high place,
这件事就成为我们的重担。
Then this becomes our burden.
希伯来书告诉我们，
Hebrew tells us,
要放下各样的重担。
We need to lay aside all entanglement.
要存心奔那个摆在我们前面的路程。
And run with endurance the race that is set before us.
如果这个重担我们不能摆下，
If we cannot lay aside every encumbrance,
我们怎么能够奔那个摆在我们前面的路？
Then how can we run the course which is set before us?
迟早有一天我们要到一个地步，
Sooner or later we will reach to a point.
我们要对主说，我能不能达到一个高的位置不要紧。
We can pray to the Lord and say, it does not matter if I am not on the high place.
当我们有这样的认识的时候，
When we have that knowledge,
这个叫做把基督摆在第一位，
then we were able to place Christ on the high place.
这个时候我们就开上这个十字架的道。
At this time, we have got on the entrance ramp to the way of cross.
1977年快要到。1997年快要到。
1997is approaching.
1997年是我们大学毕业二十周年。
1997 is the time that I have graduated from college for 20 years.
1977年是我们大学毕业的那一年。
1977 was the year that I graduated from college.
所以我们这个时候呢，我们都接到一个新的一个通讯录。
And now we all have received our new directory.
这是所有1977年那个时候毕业同学的一个通讯录。
We received a student directory for all the people that graduated in 1977.
然后呢，我们就发现呢，已经有两位同学已经不在这个世界上。
We discovered there are two of our classmates no longer lives in this world.
其中有一个同学离开我们的，是我们班上最优秀的一个。
One of the classmates that left us was the best student amongst us.
这个同学是实在是一个非常优秀的同学。
He was truly a very outstanding student.
我们很辛苦的在做那个流体力学的时候，他是满脸笑容，轻轻松松的。
When we are struggling with our studies, he always he had no difficulties with them.
所以我们都非常的羡慕他。
So we all envy him.
到斯坦福大学拿到了博士学位。
He attained his PhD from Stanford.
但是今天已经不在这个世界上。
But today he no longer lives here.
在我们那个通讯录上，每个人都要写一些感言。
In our directory, everyone has to write something.
那个时候他还没有去世，写的时候还没有去世。
When he wrote down his thoughts, at that time he was still alive.
他是刚刚才去世。
He just passed away recently.
他只写了六个字。
He wrote six words.
他说，头秃、发白、体胖。
Bald head, fat,
gray
hair.
这是我们班上最成功的一个人。
This is the most successful one from my class.
至少在当时我们认为他是最聪明的一个人。
At that time, we thought that he was the smartest one amongst us.
在二十年以后，他的感言只有这六个字。
20 years later, that was his thought.
头秃、发白、
Bald,
体胖、
gray, fat.
在像我这样年龄的人。
People like my age.
我们需要来思想一件事。
We need to consider one thing.
到底主量给我们在前面的路程还有多少？
How many years God has measured for us?
我们的时日还能够有多少？
How many more years will we have?
我们还能不能够背那样的重担？
Can we still carry such burden?
我们能不能要背那个想要爬高的那个重担？
Can we still carry the burden that we want to be in a high place?
如果我们还不能够把那个重担放下来的话，
If we're still unable to lay aside this burden,
有一天我们可能达不到终点。
One day we will not reach the end.
有一首诗歌非常非常感动我。
One hymn truly moved my heart.
这首诗歌不在我们的诗本上。
And this hymn is not in our hymnary.
这首诗歌里面就有这么一句话。
And this hymn has this one sentence.
他说何不为主皆摆下。
Why not put down everything for the Lord?
我每次思想到这句话的时候我都很感动。
Whenever I consider these words, my heart's always moved.
我们好像是一般孩子们。
We're just like children.
我们在那个玩具店的里面。
We're in the toy store.
我们手上都抓了好多的东西。
And we have a handful of toys.
然后我们的父亲就要来抱我们。
And our parents want to hold us.
但是我们每一个人手上都有太多的东西。
But everyone has carried so much in our hands.
我们不能够拥到父亲的怀抱。
And we cannot embrace our father.
那个父亲就对我们讲。
And the father would tell us.
为什么不为着父亲的缘故把那些手上的玩具都摆下。
Why not for the sake of your father, lay down your toys in your hands?
虽然我们这些人都喜欢玩具。
Although we all love these toys.
但是父亲的怀抱岂不更宝贝吗
？But isn't it more precious to be in the bosom of the Father？
今天这些成为我们的重担。
Today these becomes our burden。
这个为了要达到那个高的位置，成为我们的重担。
And to reach that high place has become our burden。
主对我们说：“何不为主皆摆下
？”The Lord tells us, "Why don't you lay aside all things for me？"
弟兄姊妹，他是在万有之先。
One sisters, he is before all things.
万有也是靠他而立。
And all things hold together through him.
今天万有不是靠我们而立。
Today, all things are not held together because of us.
就是我们忙碌一生，我们也没有能够保证我们能够达到那个高的位置。
Even we are busy all our lives, we still cannot guarantee that we can reach that high place.
为什么要浪费一生去试试看呢？
Why do you waste your life in order just to try it out?
为什么不为主皆摆下？
Why do you not lay aside all things for the Lord?
因为他是在万有之先。
Because he is before all things.
第二点我们来思想的。
Secondly, we will look.
他是原始。
He is the beginning of all things.
这个世界呢注重结果。
This world emphasized upon results.
你看我们最近很多人要考什么 final exam.
And recently, many people are going to take their final exams.
你上课听不听啊？没关系的哈。
It doesn't matter if you listen in a class or not.
如果你 final 这个你在最后这个验这个考得好的话，你就是 A.
But if you get a good grade on your final exam, then you will get an A for the class.
这是这个世界。
This is this world.
这个世界不管你的过程是怎么样。
This world does not care the process that you have gone through.
只看结果。
They only look at the result.
当我翻那个通讯录的时候
As I thumb through the directory,
通讯录里面有一栏叫做现在的职位。
There is one category that says current position.
然后呢特别说呢是 optional.
And under that current position, it says optional.
所以呢既然是 optional 嘛我就没有填。
Since it was optional, I did not put down my current position.
因为我的 current position 没有什么好骄傲。
Because I am not too proud of my current position.
那我看看别的同学呢。
I look at other classmates.
90% 的人都没有填。
90% of them did not put down current position.
但是有少数几个人。
Only a few that put down the status of their current position.
我们有一个同学是 Vice President of Motorola.
One classmate of ours is a Vice President for Motorola.
所以他 optionally 填了。
So he filled it out optionally.
我相信如果我们开同学会的时候
I'm sure if we have our reunion,
我们大家都要围绕这个 Vice President of Motorola.
And every one of us will surround this Vice President from Motorola.
这个世界要看结果。
Because the world looks at the result.
因为这个结果是这样，我们不管其他的事。
We just want the result. We do not care about the process.
我有时候打电话给余金凯弟兄。
Sometimes I will call Brother Jack Lee.
有时候他不在。
And he will not be there.
他不在呢，那秘书就接电话。
If he's not there, the secretary will answer the phone.
那我总是这样说，我说 May I talk to Jack Lee?
I will always say, May I speak to Jack Lee?
那秘书每次都听不懂。
And then the secretary would not understand.
然后他就说 ,Do you want to speak to Dr. Jack Lee?
And they would say, Do you want to speak to Dr. Jack Lee?
所以那个秘书来讲呢，那个 Jack Lee 呢，跟 Dr. Jack Lee 呢是完全不同。
To the secretary, Jack Lee is totally different than Dr. Jack Lee.
如果你说要你要说 Jack Lee 的话呢，他不知道你在讲什么。
If you just say Jack Lee, then she will not know who you're asking.
所以打过几次以后呢，我就知道。
So after I made several phone calls, now I know.
所以你要找他的话呢，你要跟他说 ，Want to speak to Dr. Jack Lee.
就是你要找金凯弟兄，你要说我要找李博士。
这个世界还是看你的结果。
The world looks at the result.
对我来讲，李俊凯就是李俊凯。
To me, Brother Jack Lee is Brother Jack Lee.
我跟他讲话的时候，从来没有想到那个博士学位。
When I talk to him, I never thought about his PhD degree.
但是在这个世界上的人，当你有了这个学位以后呢？你就是有了这个学位。
But to the world, once you obtain this degree, you have the title.
这个世界是重结果。
The world emphasizes upon the results.
但神乃是注重开始。
But the Lord looks at the beginning.
你看到旧约里面第一句话是什么？
What is the first sentence in the Old Testament?
他说起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth.
你打开新约里面马太福音第一章讲什么？
You open up Matthew chapter 1, what does it say?
讲到耶稣基督的家谱。
It talks about the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
什么叫做家谱？
What is the genealogy?
家谱就是看见那个原始是什么。
The genealogy let us see what is the beginning.
你打开马可福音。
You open up the gospel according to Mark.
你看到第一章讲什么？
What do you see in chapter 1?
讲到耶稣基督福音的源头，福音的起头。
It talks about the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
你打开路加福音。
And you turn to Luke.
路加说，我们现在所记的，是我们起初亲眼所看见的。
And Luke says that what we have recorded is what we have seen in the beginning.
你看到约翰福音讲什么？
What is gospel according to John says?
他说，太初有道。道与神同在。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
你看神乃是注重开始。
You see that God looks at the beginning.
神乃是注重谁是开始。
God looks at who begins.
今天我们当中有一个最重要的问题。是人做开始，还是基督是开始？
Did man begin this thing or Christ?
如果我们想到西安的话，
If we want to reach Zion,
如果我们在这个十字架的道路的上面想达到西安的话，
We walk on the way of cross and we want to reach to Zion.
我们需要问我们一个问题。
We must ask ourselves a question.
谁是原始？
Who is the beginning?
如果这个原始不是基督的话，
If this beginning is not Christ,
我们不能达到西安。
We cannot reach Zion.
在我们生活里面，我们做很多的决定。
But sisters, we make a lot of decisions in our life.
当我们要换一个工作的时候，我们要做一个决定。
When we want to change a job, we need to make a decision.
我们做好多好多的决定。
We make a lot of decisions.
但是在每一个决定的时候，我们都要问自己一个问题。
But in every decision, we must ask ourselves a question.
在这个决定的里面，谁是原始？
In this decision, who is the beginning?
如果那个原始是我的话，
If the beginning is me,
这不能达到西安。
Then we will not be able to reach Zion.
如果这个原始是基督的话，
If this beginning is Christ,
就能够达到西安。
We will reach Zion.
这是一个很严重的。
This is a very serious thing.
我怎么知道这是很严重的事呢？
How do I know that this is serious?
我们来试想摩西的生活。
We look at Moses' life.
大部分的人都明白摩西的事，所以我不重复。
Most people know the story of Moses, so I will not repeat.
我只提一下，当摩西头一次起来要为以色列人做事的时候。
I just mentioned one incident of his life when he first wanted to do something for the Israelites.
在那一次的事件里面，他打死了一个埃及人。
In that event, he had killed an Egyptian.
谁是原始？
Who is the beginning?
我想我们都清楚，那一件事情上，摩西是原始。
We all know very clearly that Moses was the beginning in that event.
为了这个缘故，神就单延了四十年。
For this reason, God delayed 40 years.
神要拯救以色列人出埃及。
God wished to save the Israelites out of Egypt.
但是神所重视的是开始。
But God emphasized upon the beginning.
如果摩西要开始，
If Moses wants to be the beginning,
神就等四十年。
Then God will wait 40 years.
你看神是不是很严肃？
You see, God is very serious.
四十年的时间，为了要让摩西认识一件事。
He spent 40 years to teach Moses a lesson.
谁是原始？
Who is the beginning?
到四十年以后。
After 40 years.
那个时候，神向摩西显现。
Then God appeared to Moses.
你知道摩西第一句话是什么？
You know what Moses' first reply was?
当神讲了一堆话以后，
After God spoke to him,
摩西说，我是什么人？
Moses said, Who am I?
四十年的时间让摩西认识一件事，他不是起始，他不是原始。
40 years caused Moses to know one thing, that he is not the beginning.
他说，我是谁？
He says, Who am I?
四十年以前他知道他是谁。
40 years ago, he knew who he was.
到了40年以后，他不知道他是谁。
And after 40 years, he did not know who he was.
你们知道摩西第二句话是？
You know what Moses' second reply was?
当主又讲了一堆话以后。
After God spoke to him again.
摩西又讲了一堆话。
And Moses said something.
但是这句话呢，我们可以把它简化成你是谁。
We can summarize Moses' reply as to,Who are you?
他要知道这对他讲话的人是谁。
He wants to know the one that spoke to him.
这是摩西经过40年以后向主说的两句话。
After 40 years, Moses spoke to God these two sentences.
第一句话就我是谁。
First was, who am I?
我不是开始。
I am not the beginning.
我怎么能够做这件事？
How can I do such job?
第二句话说你是谁？
Second, he said to God, who are you?
就说我是自由拥有。
And God says, I am the beginning.
所以摩西现在知道谁是原始。
Now Moses knows who is the beginning of all things.
然后他就能够按着神的带领去把以色列人从埃及带出来。
Then he can let the Israelites out of Egypt according to God's guidance.
弟兄姊妹，这一件事是严肃的。
But sister, this is a very serious matter.
今天我们很多弟兄姊妹，我们在教会里面有一点责任。
Today, some of us carry some ministry in the church.
不管我们的责任是多小。
No matter how big or small our responsibilities are.
我们常常要注意一件事。
We must notice one thing.
谁是原始？
Who is the beginning?
如果我们是原始的话，
If we are the beginning,
神就不做事。
Then God would not do anything.
弟兄姊妹，我们不会像摩西活到120岁。
But sister, we will not be like Moses who lived to 120 years old.
摩西活120岁，所以他可以等40年。
Moses lived to 100 years old, therefore he can wait 40 years.
他可以用40年来学这个功课。
He can use 40 years to learn one lesson.
弟兄姊妹，你我有没有40年来学这个功课。
One sister, do you and I have this 40 years to learn this lesson?
今天在我们当中有一些孩童们，他们有40年来学这个功课。
Today there are some children amongst us, they have 40 years to learn.
但对于我来讲，我就没有40年来重新学这个功课。
But as for me, I do not have another 40 years to learn this lesson.
我们需要认识一件事。
We must know one thing.
我们需要在生活里面从每一件事情来学习。
In our life, we must learn from everything.
谁是原始？
Then who is the beginning?
从家里面开始。
Starting from our family.
在家里面我们要教导孩子。
In our family, we must teach our children.
是谁来教导这个孩子？
Who teach the children?
谁想出来什么方法来教导这个孩子？
Who think of a method to teach the children?
是我做开始。
Am I the beginning?
还是基督是开始？
Or Christ is the beginning?
我们教会里面要服侍弟兄姊妹。
In church, we must serve our brothers and sisters.
有许多不同的方法。
There are many different methods to serve.
都不要紧。
It doesn't matter.
重要的是我开始呢， 还是基督开始。
The most important thing is, am I the beginning or Christ is the beginning?
如果我们是自己开始的话，
If we begin ourselves,
我们没有办法到达西安。
Then we will not be able to reach Zion.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件严肃的事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a serious thing.
谁是开始？
Who begins?
我们再思想第三点。
We move on to the third point.
在他在凡事上居首位。
He has preeminence in all things.
这里面啊，这个字是一个非常特别的字。
Here they use a very special word.
这个字在凡事上居首位，在整本新约圣经里面只有出现过一次。
This phrase, he has preeminence in all things, only appeared once in the entire New Testament.Testimony.
虽然它的意思是很简单。
Although the meaning is very simple.
这个字的意思就是首位，就是第一。
The meaning of this word is he is in the first place.
但是这个字的时态呢是非常不一样。
But the tense for this word is very different.
这一个字的时态是现在进行的一个时态。
And the tense for this word is present active participle.
换一句话说，这一个字的意思就是不断的把基督放在第一位。
In other words, it means that we continuously place him in the first place.
弟兄姊妹，当我从休斯顿开车要到洛杉矶的时候，
When sisters, as I'm driving from Houston to Los Angeles,
我会经过很多的岔路。
I would encounter many byways.
当我碰到岔路的时候，我都要做一个决定。
And every time I come to an intersection, a junction, I have to make a decision.
我怎么做决定呢？
How do I make that decision?
我每一次都选择十。
Every time I just choose 10.
我只要看到那里有十，我就选择十。
I see 10 and then I will go that way.
在一天里面，我做好多次这样的决定。
In one day, I had to make many decisions.
我一直选择十，
But I continue to choose 10.
这样我就能够到洛杉矶。
Then I can get to Los Angeles.
这个叫做把基督放在首位。
That means to place Christ in the high place.
我们每天都要做很多决定。
We have to make many decisions every day.
在这个决定的里面，你选择谁？
In each decision, who do you choose?
你选择基督吗？
Do you choose Christ?
还是选择你自己的利益？
Or do you choose your own benefits?
最近很多弟兄姊妹在读马太福音。
Recently, many brothers and sisters are studying the gospel according to Matthew.
在最近一段时间，我们都读到最后27章、26章、28章这一段。
And we come to chapter 27 and 28.
当我们读到马太福音27章的时候，
When we come to Matthew 27.
你发现那里有好多人在做决定。
You discover that many people are making decisions there.
那边有一个犹大做决定。
There was a Judas who made a decision.
他要做一个选择。
He must make a choice.
他要在基督和30两银子当中做一个选择。
He need to make a choice between Christ and 30 pieces of silver.
犹大做了一个决定。
Judas made a choice.
他选择30两银子。
He chose the 30 pieces of silver.
他把30两银子放在基督的上面。
He placed the 30 pieces of silver above Christ.
他把30两银子放在最高的地位上。
He placed 30 pieces of silver in the highest place.
犹大曾经选择过基督。
Judas have chosen Christ before.
他把一切都撇弃了，来跟从基督。
He has laid aside all things to follow Christ.
他以前做过那样的选择。
He had made such choice.
但是他没有一直做那样的选择。
But he did not continue to make that choice.
所以在马太福音27章的时候，他选择了30两银子。
In Matthew 27, he chose 30 pieces of silver.
弟兄姊妹，今天你和我是选择基督呢，还是选择30两银子？
One sister, today do you choose Christ or the 30 pieces of silver?
那里有另外一个人做决定。
There's another man there that made a decision.
那个人叫比拉多。
And that man's name is Pilate.
他要做一个决定。
He must make a decision.
他要选择基督或者是他自己的前途。
He must make a decision between Christ or his own future.
他把两件事情摆在手上衡量一下。
He placed two things in his hand and waited.
一方面是基督。
On one side is Christ.
一方面是自己的前途。
And the other end is his future.
他选择他的前途。
He had chosen his future.
他把他的前途摆在第一位。
He placed his future in the first place.
这里面还有一帮人叫祭司长。
And here's another group of people called the priests.
文士。
The scribes.
法利赛人。
The Pharisees.
他们要做一个决定。
They must make a choice.
他们要选择基督。
They must choose between Christ.
或者他们的宗教、他们的传统、他们的利益。
Or their religion, their tradition, and their gain.
他们选择他们的宗教、他们的传统、他们的利益。
They have chosen their religion, their tradition, and their gain.
把宗教、传统、利益摆在最高的位置上。
They place religion, gain, and their tradition on the highest place.
这里有一些兵丁。
Here there are some soldiers.
他们要做一个选择。
They must make a decision.
他们要不要羞辱主耶稣？
Do they want to shame Christ?
为了要讨这些群众的喜欢。
So that they can please the crowd.
他们就羞辱了主耶稣。
They choose to shame Christ.
他们可以选择基督。
They can choose Christ.
或他们可以选择群众。
Or choose the crowds.
他们选择了群众。
And they have chosen the crowds.
在那一章里面，我们看见好多人做选择。
In that particular chapter, we see so many people making choices.
没有一个人选基督。
No one chosen Christ.
没有一个人把基督摆在最高的地位上。
No one has placed Christ in the highest place.
到了后来，彼得也要做这个选择。
At the end, even Peter must make this choice.
彼得要选择。在两样事情当中做一个选择。
He must make this decision between two choices.
他要选择他自己的生命呢，还是要选择基督？
He must choose between his own life or Christ.
在这两件事情的衡量之下，彼得把自己的性命摆在第一位。
After weighing the two things, Peter placed his life before Christ.
没有一个人把基督摆在第一位。
Not one had placed Christ before all things.
到洛杉矶的时候，我有机会跟一个弟兄有一点交通。
When I went to Los Angeles, I have an opportunity to fellowship with a brother.
这个弟兄我知道他有一个儿子高中的年纪。
I know this brother has a son that's in high school.
这个儿子呢，对属灵的事非常有兴趣。
And this son took a special interest in spiritual things.
所以我就很盼望知道这个弟兄的秘诀在哪。
So I want to discover the secret from this brother.
我就问他，你是怎么样来抚养这个孩子？
I asked the brother, how do you raise your child?
他就跟我讲，他说我跟他一起祷告。
He says, I prayed with him.
我跟他一起读圣经。
And I read the Bible with him.
就这么简单。
Just that simple.
弟兄姊妹，我知道我们很多弟兄姊妹，我们陪我们的儿女弹钢琴。
But since I know many of you will practice the piano with your children.
如果我们孩子一天不弹钢琴，我们不行。
We will not let them off if they do not practice piano that day.
不管这个孩子愿意弹也好，不愿意弹也好，总是要弹。
Whether they're willing or not, they must practice their piano.
弹钢琴比基督重要吗？
Is it practicing piano more important than Christ?
我们每一天在教导我们的孩子。
Every day we're teaching our children.
弹钢琴比什么事情都重要。
And practicing piano is more important than all things.
这个是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
如果我们能够陪我们的儿女弹钢琴。
If we can practice the piano with our children.
为什么我们不能够与他们一起读经，一起祷告？
Why is it that we cannot read the Bible and pray with them?
不管你愿意也好，你不愿意也好，我们要读经，要祷告。
Whether you want it or not, we must read the Bible and pray.
当你这样做的时候，你是告诉你的孩子，基督 乃是在最高的地位。
When you're doing this, you're telling your children that Christ is above all things.
把基督摆在第一位，不是摆在嘴唇上。
To place Christ in the first place, it's not a lip service.
把基督摆在最高的地位，乃是在我们的生活里面。
But it begins in our life.
我想最后要做一个结论。
Lastly, I would like to conclude.
我想借用 Lance Lambert 弟兄的一句话。
I want to borrow a phrase from Brother Lance Lambert.
这个 Lance 弟兄他说神给基督一个地位。
He says, God has given Christ a position.
如果我们不把那个地位给基督的话。
And if you don't give Christ the position that God has given him,
我们属灵的生命就要瘫痪。
And your spiritual life will be paralyzed.
我再重复一次。
I want to repeat this.
神给基督一个地位。
God has given Christ a position.
如果今天我们不把神给基督的地位给基督的话。
And if you do not give Christ the position that God has given him,
我们属灵的生命就要瘫痪。
Then your spiritual life will be paralyzed.
我们当中有一个弟兄魏军弟兄今天没有来聚会。
有。We have a brother、okay. Stephen here.
Can you stand up?
Can you stand up today?
这个他的膝盖跌破跌骨头跌碎。
He has broken the bones of his.On his knee.
所以呢，他的这个脚呢，暂时是瘫痪。
So temporarily he's paralyzed.
当你这个脚瘫痪以后呢，那你怎么走路呢
？When one of your leg is paralyzed, then how do you walk?
那你就要用一个拐杖。
You must use crutches.
那个拐杖啊，其实就是让你的手来走路。
The crutches.Are actually devised to enable your hands to walk.
本来是脚该走路的。
Normally you will walk with your feet.
但是脚不能走路。
But now your feet cannot walk.
只好呢用这个胳膊再来走路。
So you must use your arms to walk.
所以是非常非常的辛苦。
Therefore it's very difficult.
不信的话，你等一下请他走走看。
If you don't believe it, you just ask Steve to walk.
是非常非常难的一件事。
It's a very difficult thing.
但是。我们这个弟兄呢，就是一个教会的一个图画。
And our brother is a picture for the church today.
因为今天的教会有一些肢体不能发生功用。
And today there's some members of the church cannot perform its function.
因此，那个手就要起来走路。
Therefore, the arm needs to rise up to walk.
那个脚不能走路。
If the legs cannot walk,
所以手需要走路。
The arms must walk.
我们要把基督摆在第一位。
We need to place Christ in the highest place, in the
first place. 我们才能够发生功用。
And then we can be effective.
Lance 说一句话。
And Brother Lance said one thing.
他说好多他所认识的弟兄认识神很久很久都不知道怎么样敬拜。
He knew many brothers who had known Christ for a long time, yet they do not know how to worship.
这是一件严肃的事。
This is a serious thing.
基督徒怎么能够不知道怎么敬拜呢
?How can a Christian not know how to worship God?
就像一个孩子怎么能够不会哭呢
?It's just like a child. How can a child not know how to cry?
每一个孩子生下来有一件事是必要的。
Every child that's born, there's one thing is a must for them.
就是这个孩子要会哭。
This child must know how to cry.
每一个基督徒都有一件事是重要的。
There is one thing that's important to all Christians.
就是要知道怎么样敬拜。
The Christian must know how to worship.
什么是敬拜?
What is worship?
把基督摆在第一位，这就是敬拜。
Place Christ in the first place, that is worship.
敬拜不是你说什么话。
Worship is not what you say from your mouth.
也不是你做什么事。
It is not what you do.
如果你把基督摆在第一位的话，这就是敬拜。
If you place Christ in the first place, that is worship.
有一首诗歌非常的好。
There's one hymn that is very good.
很可惜这首诗歌没有英文的翻译。
Unfortunately, we do not have the English translation.
有人说是这是尼托森弟兄所写的。
And some people tell us it's written by Brother Watchman Nee.
他的副歌是这样说。
And the chorus goes this way.
他说我已经拣选了主耶稣。
I have chosen Lord Jesus.
他把我摆在所有甘甜事物的源头。
And my heart dwells in the source of all sweetness.
有一个源头。
There is a source.
是所有甘甜事物的源头。
It is a source of all sweetness.
你想不想住在这个源头？
Do you want to live in this source?
有一个方法可以让我们居住在这个源头里面。
There is one way that can cause us to live in this source.
就是把基督摆在首位。
That is to place Christ in the first place.
我们把基督摆在第一个位置上。
We place Christ in the first place.
我们就居住在甘甜事物的源头。
Then we will dwell in the source of all sweetness.
弟兄姊妹们，这是早上我一点简单的负担。
One sister, this is a simple burden, that I have this morning.
我们知道这条十字架的道路。
We know the way of the cross.
我们心里何等盼望能够到达锡安这个目的地。
How our heart desires to reach Zion.
我们需要能够走上这条道路。
But we must first get on this way.
有几个秘诀。
There are several secrets.
今天我们只能够交通这一个秘诀。
Today I share one secret with you.
而这个秘诀就是把基督摆在首位。
And the secret is to place Christ in the highest place.